Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set, cocked, and locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. We're not going to take calls today. Rich Eben's with us, and he's got a whole bunch of items he wants to talk about. And so do I. And Jason, thank you for engineering the broadcast. Welcome, Rich.
Well, thank you, Vince. How's everything doing this morning for you?
Well, it's... You know, it's doing really well. I mean, it's really hot. You know, we are overwhelmed here at the farm. Fortunately, I'm still finding time to do the broadcast. And you and I talked about something on the phone last night. And you talked about it a couple weeks ago, too. And we talked about it here at USA Prepares a couple years ago. So let me just open up with this. So several years ago, I was talking to a medical professional, a woman, middle-aged woman, medical professional, and I mentioned the topic of these smart devices like Alexa, Echo, you know, the assistants where you just say, yo, turn on the lights, yo, turn up the thermostat, you know, those kinds of things. And this assistant thought they were great. So here's a person who has a medical specialty, who thinks that this is great. Her family owns a farm, so they can't be too dumb, right? And so they think that this is great, and they have one. And so there are other middle-aged and younger women in this office, this medical practice, and they have them too. Then I was talking to a dentist, and I mentioned this, and he said, oh, yeah, a lot of people have them. And you know, some of the people who work here have them, and everybody thinks they're great. Well, why don't we spend a few minutes talking about these devices and how ungreat they are? Rich, you have any comments?
Well, yeah. Anything to do with smart, you can exchange the word spy. And I gleaned that term from Captain John Reagan years ago, and I've been using it since. So, John, if you're listening, I appreciate that. Basically, anything that you got to remember, there's five companies. And that includes publishing companies, production companies, all mainstream media, newspapers, television, radio, five companies that control a minimum of 90% of the information. Their job is to manufacture perception, pity, guilt, ideology. Their job is to race bait, sex bait, religious bait, gender bait. Their job is to maintain the narrative and talking points at any cost. They use media propaganda, professional wordsmithing, subliminal messaging, Hegelian dialectic. They don't care how they do it as long as they can insult, degrade, disrespect, and divide and conquer strategy us to death. So what they want to do is make sure that we as individuals, as a country, don't have any more power. Their job is to make us the people submissive, to break a will, to destroy America by rewarding mediocrity, which eliminates opportunity and knowledge. That's their plan. You know, it's just like smart meters on your home. We've talked about this many times and correlated the delegitimization of work with the delegitimization or decrease of value. When you lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job based on what group you're in, then hard work, results, qualifications, nothing matters. it basically doubts your own value and everything of value that you do. So when you have a home that has a smart meter, just like the propaganda coming through the smart devices on your phone or computer, whatever, when you have a smart meter, the powers that be can control your thermostat. They know when you're home, what appliances you use, how many volts or amps you use in your home. They can shut you down. They can do anything that they want in any device that is labeled under the category of spy, a.k.a. smart. So, Vince, here in Montana, in western Montana, we have some off-grid communities, like the North Fork up by Pulbridge. I just had my birthday a couple days ago. We were up there, spent a couple days. Helmville, Montana, Kyla, Montana. And basically, and there's a lot more, but basically there are so many people moving to these off-grid communities because people don't want smart devices attached to their homes. And the property values of these off-grid communities is going through the roof. And when I mentioned the North Fork up by Pulbridge, there's only two properties that I saw that's available for sale. I remember driving up there for years, and there would be every three or four homes that'd be for sale signs. Now you can't find any. It's unbelievable. I'm looking through the booklet. I saw only two properties for sale. So people are realizing, Vince, that the word smart really means spy, and it pretty much decreases or eliminates the value of your home. Your comment, Vince?
Yeah, let's take it to the micro level. So I've been thinking about this. I lay awake last night thinking about how dangerous this really is. So if someone has a, let's say it's a new heating system, a new air conditioning and cooling system with a smart thermostat. As you said, it can be controlled. It can be shut off. The utility company can say, you know what, we're having a problem. All y'all are just using too much electricity because of this massive heat wave. So, you know, we don't think 78 degrees is the right temperature. So we're gonna modify your thermostat. We're going to adjust it and bring it up to like 86. Okay. Now, some people who have respiratory problems, it might kill them, but literally. So why would anyone have a smart thermostat or a smart heating and cooling system? Well, because they might have been conned or convinced by the utility company, as was done in Texas, where they had a little raffle. And they said, hey, y'all just give us your email address and register for this raffle for free electricity for a year. So how much is free electricity for a year? Well, let's say it's about 10 cents a kilowatt here. A typical family might use 300 kilowatts a month. So we're looking at $300 a month. You know, rough numbers times 12 months, $3,600 a year. So for less than, this is a retail price, right? This isn't what it costs the utility company. This is retail. It costs the utility company one quarter of that, literally. I know because I ran for the board of directors and I got some inside scoop as to what electricity costs. Well, costs about 2 cents a kilowatt, 2.1 actually. So here we have a utility saying, we'll give you some lucky person or family gets free electricity for a year. It costs them less than $3,600 to do it. And then in that sign up, the fine print, the terms and conditions says, we have the right to adjust your adjust your thermostat without your express permission at that moment. So they can adjust the thermostat. Now, let's think about that. Let's say you have a smart refrigerator, and they decide that, actually, you don't need it at 38 degrees. You really are, or 42 degrees. 50 degrees is fine. Okay, so your refrigerated items spoil. Or your freezer. They say, actually, you don't need it as cold as you think you need it. We can raise that temperature and then, or actually we can shut it off because, heck, your compressor doesn't need to run all the time. So we'll let it run once every 6 hours. They can do that. What about if you have an electric, a smart well pump? And, you know, water is in short supply, so the water utility or the people who monitor the aquifer or the government says, you know what, y'all are using too much water, whether it be for your lawn or just for household consumption. They decide that we're going to shut down your well pump. Or let's say you have an electric car. You know, all those brilliant people who have these electric cars, and they think, you know, heck, I don't have to go to a gas station. I can just plug it in at my home. And then the electric utility company says, you know what? We got a problem because we can't supply air conditioning and charge all these darn electric cars. So we're going to shut down the chargers on the electric cars. You know, well, maybe next Tuesday we can turn them back on when, you know, when the heat wave dissipates. So then you've got an electric car and you might not be able to use it for a week. Let's say you have a security system, and nefariously someone or someones decide they're going to turn off your security system and help themselves to your valuables. Let's say you have a solar system like we do, and let's say we're a smart one. Ours is not. Ours is a dumb one. But let's say we had, and Rich has a dumb one too. Let's say you had a smart solar system, and you connected to the grid so you could, you know, sell any excess electricity back to the grid. And the utility company says, you know what, we need more. So instead of you selling your excess, the grid tells your solar system that it's going to take all of your electricity, you know, for the common good, you know, because your neighbors need some to run their smart cars and their refrigeration and their air conditioning. And you don't need as much as you think you need because the grid knows best. Let's say you have an electronic safe, you know, a smart safe. And the government decides that they're really interested in what you have, and they want to make sure you don't take it out of your safe. So they shut your safe down, and you can't get into it. So those are just a few thoughts about what could happen with these smart or so-called smart devices. And I don't want any of them. I don't want wireless, and I don't want wired smart devices. And as I mentioned on the air roughly a week ago, I bought two old-fashioned, round, Honeywell brand thermostats. And the reason I bought them is I don't know how much longer they're going to manufacture them. And, you know, with a round, an old-fashioned Mercury tilt switch Honeywell thermostat for air conditioning and cooling, there's a really neat feature that you don't get with digital. So, for example, if I want to set a smart thermostat to 71 degrees, I could. If I wanted to set it to 72, I could. But what if I wanted to make it 70 and a half or 73 and a half? You can with a analog thermostat. You can't necessarily do that with a smart digital Wi-Fi networked over the internet $200 smart thermostat. Rich, those are just a few of my thoughts.
Well, yeah. It's just like when you delegitimize work, you delegitimize value. It's the same analogy as when you take the word decentralize, which we talk about all the time. Basically, what we're talking about is to decentralize. In other words, self govern, okay? You got to own your own devices and control your own devices. And basically, everything is being run under the guise of climate change.
When we come back, I've got another thought about this, and this might put an exclamation point on for anyone you might know, class, who's thinking about jumping on this spy bandwagon. It's pretty disconcerting. We'll be right back. Rich Evans with us. This is USA Prepares, and I'm Vincent Finelli.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
10. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
today?
God, you're
take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So we're talking about these quote unquote smart devices. And deploying them, installing them in your home or business is one of the dumbest things you can do, in my opinion. So let me give you an example. I have an old truck, and it has keys. Now, the reason it has keys is so I can lock it and keep other people out. I can deter people from stealing it. I can deter people from opening the door and taking the contents of the inside of it. I have a toolbox on the back of it. It's one of those aluminum DeWalt branded toolboxes, and it has a key so I can, you know, put a jack and booster cables and maybe some engine oil and some coolant and, you know, some wrenches and screwdrivers and other tools. I can keep them in there out of the rain, and the lock keeps people out. You know, some freezers, I'm talking about a freezer that you might have in your garage to store food, you know, relatively longer term than you would have in your kitchen, a lot of them have locks. And I have a toolbox that happens to be a Matco brand. It was used, and it has a really fancy, very difficult to duplicate key. And that's to keep people from stealing tools that might be in the toolbox. Now, the point is, if I have keys to my car, my house, my freezer, my toolbox, etc., why would I give those keys to anybody else? Why would I do that? Now, I might give them to my family, and of course I do. But why would I give them to people I don't know? Why would I stand on the street corner and say, y'all want some keys? I got some keys here. They fit all my stuff. Why would I do that? Well, if you have a smart device, that's what you're doing. You're letting people you don't even know access your possessions through unlocking your front door, manipulating your thermostat. You know, and here's the one that really, really bothers me a lot. As much or maybe even more. These idiotic people who have these assistants, you know, these electronic wireless networked assistants in their home that are connected to the internet. Alexa, Echo, you know, those kinds of things where they say, up thermostat. Up lighting, you know, that kind of thing. Whatever they want to tell it to do. Play my favorite song. You know, those kinds of things. Because they're too lazy to change the dial, turn on the switch themselves, get up off that lazy boy, whatever they're doing. Here's what bothers me about that. So let's say I'm on, happen to get a call from one of the people who own one of those things. They don't say, hey, listen, I just want to tell you, I got the greatest thing, and it's listening into everything we're going to say on the telephone. They don't do that. They're proud of their ignorance, you know, but they don't necessarily brag about how, to everybody about how they have these devices. So if you call one of these people, they call you, and they're on a speakerphone, your conversation is being monitored by the big spy corporations like Microsoft, Amazon, etc. In addition to, you know, the normal recording and spying of your telephone conversations. So the things that you're saying in your house are being recorded and kept ad infinitum, you know, for when you go to court. It bothers me that people have these devices. And it's like, I just want you all to know that when you call the house, we have a bullhorn and a PA system, so we broadcast to the entire world everything that's going on in our house, including, you know, you being on the speakerphone when you call us. People don't do that, but that's literally what is happening. And it's an outrage. And it makes my blood boil that people are so stupid, so ignorant, that they pay to do this. Rich?
Well, yeah, keep in mind, when you have less control of your own destiny, this is directly proportional to the powers that be consolidating power, money, and control for the benefit of their own elite. You have to remember, when they use the term centralized, it's also a similar term called nationalized, like nationalizing elections, nationalizing police, how they want to use H.R. 1 type legislation to legalize voter fraud and create more fascism. For the People's Act, everything is about consolidating power, money, control, eliminating truth for the agenda. And it can be everything from depopulation, death, eliminating opportunity, eliminating reality. It's all about control. We'll be right back after this break, folks. We appreciate you being here.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The COVID-19 vaccines made by Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna set off a persistent immune reaction in the body that may protect against the coronavirus for years. Scientists at Washington University in St. Louis reported on Monday. The findings add to growing evidence that most people immunized with the mRNA vaccines may not need boosters. Facebook's market value surpassed $1 trillion for the first time Monday after a federal judge dismissed an antitrust complaint from the Federal Trade Commission. The move pushed up shares nearly 5%. The judge described the FTC's complaint as legally insufficient. Cataluna Enriquez, a biological male who identifies as a woman, has won the title of Miss Nevada USA. Enriquez won the beauty pageant on Sunday in Las Vegas, Nevada. She will be the first transgender person ever to compete in the Miss USA pageant, which will be held on November 29th. USA Radio News.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times, higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at GoldCo to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
As the Surfside, Florida rescue efforts continue looking for survivors from the building collapse last week, local resident Michael Ruiz on Fox News describes the area and the people of the area.
Well, we live just down the street, and it's just overwhelming. There's an overwhelming sadness. Things are not the same down here. Everybody's just pretty much in a loom of just sadness of everything that's going on. It was so close to home, so close to each one of our own buildings, yes. So those images that you're seeing there, that's 5-6 days after. When I got there, I got up at 2 o'clock in the morning and took off over there, and I literally walked into what was just had happened less than an hour before, and it was just devastating. I mean, as I walked up to the building through the side, I saw the firefighters helping some elderly ladies coming down from the balconies. I took video footage of that, and I still had not seen the devastation that we're all seeing now, because from the outside of the building, it looks fine from the street side. But when you walk into towards down the corridor between both buildings, you go to the beach side, and as I was turning left and looking up, it was just mammoth. It was just like if you got a building and you literally cut it in half, and with all these apartments just having everything sticking out.
That's a sad story indeed. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, Rich, we heard the bottom of the hour news that this man by the name of Cataluna Enriquez was crowned the winner of Miss Nevada competition. Now, he is a he and competed as a she and beat out all the real females. So here's a guy that had surgery plumbing changing surgery, and he competed as a she and won, and people are enthralled about this perversion. And he is going to probably go on to compete in the Miss America contest against women. This is the kind of stuff that wants to make you throw up. Now, this guy, before surgery, was and still is a he. There's no change in that. Whether he thinks that he looks like a female or not, whether he has female plumbing or not, he is still a he biologically, you know, in terms of chromosomes. That's the way it works. And our world is upside down, and there are a bunch of morons who are thinking that this is great stuff. I can't believe it. I mean, this is perversion. This is like Rome with modern surgery techniques. That's what this is, Rich.
Well, yeah, just like all mainstream media, all entertainment, all Hollywood, they're the propaganda hoax, false flag lie arm of the Democrat Party. Now our intelligence agencies, and I use that in air quotes because they are a joke, are the Democrat enforcement arm of the Democrat Party, and Antifa BLM is now the brown shirt arm of the Democrat Party. I mean, that's basically nothing. None of this surprises me. I mean, they already destroyed female sports. I mean, I can't tell you how many examples I've given where you have people of any persuasion demanding to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job. When jobs mean nothing and no one's doing their job, nothing matters. There's no qualifications anymore. If qualifications don't matter, anything goes. It's all
Here's the problem. Here's the problem. The media is enabling this, and that was something that we talked about yesterday. So there's a story on, it's called celebsaga.com. And it says in bold print, Cataluna Enriquez, as a man before surgery. Goes on to say, this is a quote. Catalina was in the body of a male during birth. She transitioned herself into a female through surgery. There are not many pictures available of her as a male. In one Instagram post, she has shared her elementary level picture. Now, what I'm saying is they use the word she several times in this article. It's not a she. It is not a she. He is a he. But yet the media is enabling this kind of perversion by referring to this guy as she. It is absolutely, positively wrong. Who writes this stuff? Who is the editor? Who's in charge? And who says, yeah, I'm going to sign off on that, put it in print? Who does that? Just like the, and I resent this. I got an email from Sam's Club. Yeah, I'm a member of Sam's Club, and I have a love-hate relationship with Sam's Club. They have these millennial morons, I think, that send out these emails, and they have subject lines like, best fourth BBQ on the block, ? Yours, period. Let me say that again. Best fourth, 4TH, BBQ on the block, ? Yours, period. Meaning, do you have the best barbecue on the block for the 4th? What's the 4th? Do they mean Independence Day? Is that what they mean? I resent the fact that people call Independence Day the 4th. The 4th of July. You know, fireworks day. It's Independence Day. That's what it's about. But we've now transitioned that into a celebration of our former independence from the king to it's barbecue day. You know, and what are they selling? Well, they've got plastic spoons and plastic forks. They've got paper plates. They've got Coke and Pepsi and Diet Dr. Pepper. They've got extruded food like Member's Mark cupcakes and brownies. And they've got biscotti, all kinds of extruded foods. You know, chicken salad, potato salad in these little buckets. That's what Sam's Club thinks is Independence Day. It's not Independence Day to them. It's barbecue day. That makes my blood boil, Rich, because we've lost our way. We've lost our way with calling him her.
Even let me step in here. Hold on. It basically boils down to the things I've been saying for over 10 years. When you delegitimize everything, when you allow political correctness to take over the truth for decades, and we have inaction because of it. That's what the system does. They have to rig everything. They have to make the process fake with voting, with government, with big corporations. Now everything is totally illegitimate. And when that happens, freedoms, liberties go. We are now subjects and not citizens, because the politicians, lawyers, judges, media, law enforcement, intelligence agencies, they're bought and paid for or blackmailed. Okay, it's all legitimate. College degrees, SAT scores, jobs, opportunities, no rights restitution under the rule of law. It's theater. They have to have theater. Russia, you know, President Trump is a Russian spy. Matt Gaetz is a pedophile. What's his name? The justice, Brett Kavanaugh, he's a gang rapist. They have to, in order to create this reset, the lockdown, the fear, they have to, this is all part of the planned destruction of the USA, and they must discredit the people. It's all orchestrated. It's all scripted. It is their, it's their playbook. It's their blueprint. It's their template for destruction of America. All of it. It has to be done. It has to be orchestrated and not earned. This is all, everything is connected. Just like when I connect the COVID to climate change being the largest transfer of wealth in America, wealth from the bottom 93% to the top 1% to 2%. It's financial enslavement. They call it the reset, engineered by UN and BlackRock. That's why they use the Paris Climate Accord. That's why they connect climate change to your social credit score for a tyrannical control takeover. They want to socialize our credit score using surveillance and corporate terms like environmental, social, government, equality, diversity, inclusion, ESG, EDI. I've talked about this in detail. That's why they want to use Keynesian economics to introduce MMT or UBI, modern monetary theory and universal basic income, to delegitimize work, to delegitimize earning, to delegitimize being an American. That's why I always say being an American is not a spectator sport. We have to speak up. We have to have these conversations at every gas station, every supermarket, every parking lot, every meeting. It's all this is by design. And this is why they want to bring in a digital centralized cryptocurrency. Doesn't matter what country it comes from. This is going to be the elimination of freedom, sovereignty, justice, and survival. They're going to hold your survival, your wealth, and your health for ransom. This is why I always talk about ideas and solutions, how we need bullion depositories in physical form in each state, and the state treasury budgets, Greg Gianforte, we need to have this. And then we can still put it on a digital blockchain, but it's in the Constitution as currency and money to be backed by gold. Decentralize is the key. I cannot use that term, decentralize, more often because it's applicable to almost everything we're saying, Vince.
Okay. So I had a couple thoughts. How we have destroyed our educational system. You know, we're allowing girls to think they're boys. We allow them and encourage them in the school system. We have consultants now that enable them to become the sex that they're not for the moment, and then they can change back and forth and use the restrooms and the gyms and the lockers and the showers and, you know, the other sex. Well, here's a real simple example. So I challenge our class to ask a young person this question. So we're going to pour some concrete, and we're going to just pour a floor. And the floor is, the area that we're going to pour this concrete is 38 feet 8 inches wide. 38 feet 8 inches wide. And it's 30 feet long. So it's a pad 38 feet 8 inches by 30 feet. And we want the concrete to be 5 inches thick. Concrete is sold by the cubic yard. How many cubic yards do we need? Simple question. How many cubic yards of concrete are needed to pour a pad flat 38 feet 8 inches by 30 feet? And we want it 5 inches thick. I'll bet you that if you ask a high school student that elementary math question, they won't be able to do it, for the most part. Most won't be able to do it. Pretty simple arithmetic problem, right? It's not calculus. It's not trigonometry. There are no cosines involved. There's no logarithms involved. It's simple arithmetic. Multiplication, that's it. That's all it is. And a little bit of division.
Well, Vince, let me give you a little math here, okay?
Sure.
All this trans stuff that you've been talking about so far on the broadcast is a 40% suicide rate with these people. So when you have almost half the people either committing suicide or thinking about it even, who knows, that could be 80% with the people thinking about it. If they're so confused, think about that math. If the powers that be definitely wants depopulation, which the trans movement does, if they want everybody to be branded with a chip, which is part of the trans movement agenda, so everybody's machine trans, and you have all these people thinking about committing suicide and committing suicide, that's the math that they're concerned about. They don't have time to think about things like that. They don't have time to think about anything because they've been brainwashed. They've been socially and politically indoctrinated. This is why, again, ideas and solutions, we need to get your kids out of the school. Create your own homeschooling environment with a bunch of neighbors. It's not hard.
That's the salient point. Get your kids out of the public training camp. And we here have done it. The Finelli family has done it. We'll be right back.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. at shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
And she didn't notice. So, class, Mrs. Finelli and I learned about the public training camp back in the 90s, and we saw how damaging a lot of it was to our children. So we pulled them out of the public training camp, and we homeschooled them. So our children have been homeschooled. And each one of them has tried the public training camp, and each one has been homeschooled. So most of their education is homeschooling. So if you want to know if you can homeschool your children, you can just go to the internet and you can type in homeschool states. Okay? And you'll find a website. I found one that's called hslda.org. hslda.org. And it shows this map of the United States, and it shows the level of the relative level of regulation for homeschooling by state. So, for example, there's no notice required, then there's low regulation, then there's moderate regulation, then there's high regulation. So the states with no notice required, if you want to homeschool, starting on the left side of the country, that'd be Alaska, Idaho, Texas, Oklahoma, Iowa, Missouri, Illinois, believe it or not, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, and Connecticut. Those are the states with no notice. Now, there are states with high regulation, and that would be Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Vermont, New York, and Pennsylvania. Now, moderate regulation would be states like Washington, Oregon, Colorado, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Louisiana, Florida, Tennessee, Ohio, West Virginia, Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, New Hampshire, and Maine. Now, the states with the lowest or low regulation, meaning you still have to comply with them, but not as much not as free as the no notice required states. They would be low regulation would be California, Nevada, Arizona, Utah, Wyoming, Montana, New Mexico, Nebraska, Kansas, Arkansas, Wisconsin, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, and Kentucky, and also Delaware. So there is no notice required, low regulation, moderate regulation, and high regulation. You go to this website and you can figure out what level of compliance this state you happen to be in at that time requires. And you can do it. You absolutely, positively can do it. We have done it. And what's more important than your children? Okay. Do you really want to turn over your children to these transgender advocates, these homosexual advocates, these bisexual advocates, these rainbow people? Do you really want to turn over the young minds that you have brought into this world to people you don't even know? Do you want to do that? Or do you want to do what the Finelli family has? Now, my dad and my mom were in the education system. My mom worked at a college or colleges and universities. My dad was a teacher, a teaching principal, a principal, and an acting superintendent of the public training camp. And me and Mrs. Finelli taking our children out of the public training camp to him was a sacrilege until he saw what a cesspool it had become. Class, you really, if you love your children, you need to get them out of the public training camp. Because they don't need to learn this feel-good stuff. They need to learn reading, writing, arithmetic, how to estimate, how to calculate, how to do things. They don't need all this feel-good stuff. They need to be a productive person in the world, and they'll be able to earn a living doing that. But if they've majored in sociology, lots of luck. Rich?
Yeah, in fact, California just banned, speaking of LBGQ, RST, UVW, XYZ, just banned travel to four more states, and that includes Montana, North Dakota, West Virginia, and Florida and Arkansas. Actually, that's added to 17 states, or 17 states now that California is trying to stop travel. This is Nazi USSR stuff. And mostly because states like Montana and the governor, Gianforte, here, he basically said that biological men should not compete in sports with females. I mean, that sounds pretty reasonable to me. And here's an article right here that talks, it starts with the word outrageous. It's a look at the shocking white privilege gender equality lessons planned to use to indoctrinate all of our kids from K through 12 in every public government school in the nation. It's in print. We'll be right back after this break, folks. Appreciate you being here.
Yeah, you all have a couple minutes to lower your blood pressure after thinking about what is happening to our children in the public training camp. With your money, your tax dollars, and without your permission, these children are minors.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.